Live from our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic.
How you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter, Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah! Welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News, everybody. Bringing you the realest, fakest news of the week. D'Anthony, I have a feeling we're probably getting into some WWE stuff today.
Well, there was a big event over the weekend.
It sure was. It sure was. Royal Rumble.
Wrestling.
Happened over the weekends, but some text messages came out, too. That was fun. Last week's fake news was called WWE is a crappy place to work. Nailed it. And then this week's going to be a lot worse, I have a feeling. But it's Monday. We always start off Monday with the memes here on Drinking Bros Podcast, Patreon. That's why you subscribe. We can get away with murder over here pretty much.
It's a good week for memes.
Is it really? How dark is this going to get? I never look. The audience knows this. I never look because I don't want to know. How dark is this going to get?
Well, I guess we should just find out.
Okay. Is there a 9/11 one in there today?
Probably. Every single week, I think so. Yeah, I believe. I think there's one 9/11 one.
Okay.
Which is, you know.
Well, for us, that's pretty low, but pop it up, Bob. You know the rules here. Let's see the first meme.
How this bad first is one's called Boring Wife.
Boring Wife. Okay. Mm-hmm. It says, me and my boyfriend wanted to try to do this stunt.
Boyfriend wanted to try this stunt.
How good is that?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
We should try it.
No, John. No.
He was so boring.
Wow. Holy.
My boyfriend.
It's because she's crippled, is the joke.
Yep. For the audio listeners out there, a man flips his girlfriend over and executes a perfect backflip. And the next one after watching that video says we should try this, and then says looks at her and she's in a wheelchair.
Yeah,
she's in a fucking wheelchair. Okay.
Yeah, not a bad.
Oh, you got the These Colors Don't Run hat on today too.
That's right. Yeah,
they're available on drinkabros.com.
They
right
don't.
Now.
I had quite a few conversations on the SHOT Show floor where people didn't immediately recognize what was in front of them. And then they looked at like, oh my god, I just noticed your hat. And
yep.
Like, yeah, you did.
I wore it into the gym the other day, and I got a bunch of weird looks, and then finally one guy goes, huh? Oh, shit, dude.
Yeah, it's a triple taker.
It sure is.
This next one is deaf therapy, but it's double entendre. And what's it called, Bob, when the same word is sounds the same but spelled differently? What's that called?
Homonym?
Yes. Yeah, homonym. It was one of the best game shows of all time on 30 Rock. Yeah, so deaf therapy, like deaf poetry jam or like you can't hear. Either way it plays.
Okay. Let's see it, Bobby. What do we got here? What do we got? Read aloud, Bob.
It says, him, I try to talk and she just mumbles and throws up gang signs. Her signals, I'm deaf.
There it is. There it is. I knew that was coming. That was coming. The first video there got me. Mm. The first one got me, and I enjoyed it.
This one's called.
By the way, I enjoy the account name.
What is it?
Useless Sperm.
That's a good one.
I mean, it's apropos of most people who can hear the sound of my voice right now. This next one's called Subcompact.
Subcompact,
which is a type of gun, I guess, but also person.
Caption is, when the guy with the SCCY wants to run some drills.
Man, is that a music? Little hands. Little hands. That's the tiniest person I've ever seen in my entire life.
It's the noise that does it.
The squeak. The squeaky toy. Instead of the gunshot.
Yeah. I like, can you play that one more time? I want to hear that squeaky noise again. We're going to be here for 3 goddamn hours a day.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Little hand. I mean, it's everything. It's the music choice. Yeah. It's the sound effect, all of it.
Yeah, this one I couldn't decide on a name for it. It's either The Perfect Pass or Go Long Big Mike.
Okay.
Either way. Bob, you want to describe that for the audience?
Donald Trump throws a football. It hits Michelle Obama, and then her wiener starts shaking.
Her huge penis starts shaking side by side, by the way. Well, for the audience, though, I don't believe in the Big Mike story.
I do.
It's really funny.
I believe it's true.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
I don't, but it's funny. I enjoy it. Yeah. I enjoy the memes and all that other stuff.
This next one is called Go Away Baitin.
Go
which
Away
Which is a Baitin. Reference to Idiocracy.
Okay.
It's just a tweet, but it's a great tweet.
Right.
Imagine you jacking off in the bathroom at work in 2001 and a plane hits the window.
That 9/11 joke.
Somebody, like, just statistically speaking, somebody was at least taking a shit when that happened.
Easily.
If not, so I guess there's 2 9/11 jokes this week. Because I forgot about this one. Yeah, somebody, there's a non-zero chance that somebody was pounding off in some World Trade Center bathroom when an airplane hit it.
Not a bad way to die, by the way.
Could be worse.
I mean,
not a bad way to die.
50,000 people worked in the Twin Towers on any given day. So, I mean, yeah, like at least there had to be 100 people taking shits.
Yeah.
Minimum.
And
minimum.
At least one dude was fucking grinding his hog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. There was an execution over the weekend, by the way. And they had this new method of execution.
Nitrogen poisoning.
Yes.
Yeah. He and his body starts shaking. Oh, it's cruel and inhumane. No, it's not. It's not. That's just a fuck. Those are electrical impulses. He's not feeling shit. When you die from nitrogen, overexposure to nitrogen, you just go to sleep. Like literally there's no pain and you can't even tell. You won't be short of breath. Nothing.
So I read the article and it was they interviewed, I guess they give you like a spiritual shaman to kind of guide you from life to death when
also,
you're in these things.
Also, his second execution, he survived lethal injection.
No fucking way.
Wow.
Good no, that's not accurate. They
I hope
find,
it is.
They couldn't find a vein. So
it's
they
a
just
cool
called
story.
It off.
It's a cool story, though. Let him have the story.
I mean, it worked.
It worked.
You know,
his second execution, technically. Am I wrong? Am I wrong, Rob? Was it his second execution or not?
Bob, maybe you can fucking look this up, but I think I saw somewhere that his last meal was a fucking like sirloin steak from IHOP or something.
Shut the fuck up.
His last meal. So I know for certain that it was steak, hash brown, and eggs. I did not see where it was from, but that might be it.
If it's from IHOP, that's amazing. But the shaman, I was reading the article because they interviewed him afterwards, and he goes, "This is the most cruel, inhumane death of all time. We should never do this." He struggled for 20 minutes, and it was like,
no.
Not only that, but didn't he murder somebody? Like, fuck him.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely don't care about the way that shitbags get put to death. I mean, just shoot him in the fucking head. But
stretch it out, depending upon what they did. I don't give a fuck if he struggled for
stretch
20 minutes.
Him out.
Yeah.
Maybe, right?
Do that.
Anyways, I don't care about those people.
But if you were going to die like this, here's my point. If you were going to die like this, jacking off, and then boom, 9/11. Not a bad way to go. It's instant.
Yeah, I mean, you wake up basically the same way the 19 hijackers did in heaven.
Yes, with 73 virgins.
Well, 72, but
was it 72?
I mean, you're probably also a virgin in this scenario. So
sure.
Yeah, if you're worried about getting 72 virgins in the afterlife, chances are you haven't tasted pus before because you're a little bitch. Anyways, this next one's called Trains.
Just Trains.
No, it's not.
Son of a fucking bitch.
Did they pull it, dude? Sorry, this page isn't available.
It was. I wish I could remember. I should have screenshot it, but
you
it was
ripped
like,
it.
It was like trains in Japan, and it showed the Hyperloop trains they have, and it showed trains in the U.S., and it was just like a train running into the side of the World Trade Center for no reason. Dumb.
Here, I got a replacement for you.
Love this, by the way. I just started following this account from this show, actually.
What, Friday Beers?
Yeah, well, no.
Entrepreneur. It's the same guys.
It's the same guy, but it's a different account.
Yeah, this is Chet Collins.
And I started following it from our own show.
Jesus. Yeah,
so funny. This was posted 30 minutes ago. I caught it right before the show started.
Okay.
Always a better deal. You just got to look close enough. Last month, I had a wedding in Denver, but it's ski season, man. Flights are crazy, right? It's cheaper to fly to L.A., so I booked that. Flight takes off, a couple hours in, looking out the window, see the Rocky Mountains. What do? Shit myself. Start jerking off. Man, it was mayhem. Women were screaming, kids were crying. Everyone had their phones out. Whites, blacks, Latinos, they all wanted a piece of the action. Stewardess begged me to stop, but I pretended to be deaf. Pilot had no choice but to make an emergency landing in, you guessed it, Denver, Colorado. Sure, spent the night in jail, and now I'm on some stupid fucking list, but I saved $142 on my flight. There is always a better deal. Always.
Oh boy, I love those
I love
guys.
That guy. Him yeah. and Caleb Presley from Barstool. Yeah. Big fan.
Well, the other big guy from what the fuck's his name? The other guy from Friday Beers that does the motivational speeches is really funny too.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stillwell's
God,
his name.
That
yeah.
guy's good too. Yeah.
This next one's called Discrimination. If it fucking exists anymore, I don't know.
Find out.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. You really got to. This is Bob. Let it play it once and then stop it and read the guy's shirt.
Okay.
Because it's salient, you know.
In this bank is discrimination.
No, it's not.
Okay. How about fucking now? How about fucking, can I come in the fucking bank now?
That's way worse.
You can't
made it worse.
Letting me in this bank?
All right, so pause it and read his first shirt.
So he's got a shirt on and it says, I'm not gay, but when I look at naked dudes, I get horny and jack off.
And then he pulls.
And he's trying to get into the bank, and they won't let him in with that shirt on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is discrimination?
No, it's not.
Okay.
He gets angry, rips the shirt off, comes back.
How about fucking now? How about fucking?
What does that one say?
He says, "How about fucking now?" And then the next shirt says, "Please be patient. I have autism and a gun in my pocket."
Now those are real shirts, but this is not obviously not a real scene.
Oh, that's funny. Who's the account? We'll shut him out.
It's good shirts, but I don't know if that's a shirt account that just sketch.
Yeah, they're probably posting somebody else's content, but they do make a bunch of crazy ass weird shirts. There is Jared fucking sends me their stuff all the time. That's how you know how fucked up it is.
So there is a they did tag the creators. The guy with the shirt on is Canteen Boy. Canteen CANTEEN_BOI. And then Asher Sucks, and it's a guy named Asher Rogers.
Okay.
Spelled like you think.
All right.
That's funny.
Big fan. Big fan of that. I'd like to give those guys a shout out there. What do we got up next
here? This last one is called Vince versus Vince.
Okay. Oh, boy. Now I know where this is headed. Go ahead.
Come on out, you rapist!
Obviously, the Pens
and Aaron Hall.
Wait a minute!
That's him.
Look at this!
Give me a break!
Yes! Benny Mac! That's it! Look how fucked he looks!
Look at him!
He is in shape! Come on out, you rapist!
Which will lead into, this isn't really a top story, but I guess we may as well jump into it before we get to some
stuff. Yeah,
let's
go ahead and start with it. I can't get it off my mind.
Yeah, Bob, just pull up those texts. You know, we talked last week, well, you did, I was gone, about Vince McMahon shitting on people.
Yep.
And you see something like that where there's a lawsuit and he's shat upon this young lady, this poor young lady.
She did return to the orgy for another 90 minutes.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. But
she cleaned herself off.
It's, you know, when Duke comes in to the equation, typically you're like, well, this can't get any worse. Because for me, that's the worst possible outcome other than death. Like, I don't want somebody else's shit on me.
But what if you asked for it?
I would never ask for it. Like, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm
saying. I'm just saying from my perspective, I thought that this was as bad as it could get for him.
Okay.
And it turns out, I wasn't even close. It's way worse.
I mean, which one do you want me to
just
read
start
first?
Reading, dude.
Start reading, Bob.
All right. Ari, your last picture. You. By the way, every U and your I'm about to tell is either capital U, not the word U, just capital U, or capital U-R. This guy likes to use the U a lot.
Like a child. That's how children text each other.
Yes. Ari, your last picture. You need your panties ripped off and three big black dicks, in all caps, in all three holes at the same time. 3 exclamation points. Weigh up your pussy.
Wait, which holes are you talking? Oh, he's going to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Weigh up your pussy and weigh up your ass as far as they will go, but even farther. And the thickest cock goes down your throat so it makes you gag and convulse as those big black cocks pound away. It feels like from the start you're being assaulted, but it's made you come nonstop. Just one continuous, constant orgasm, and you just and just before you pass out, those big black dicks squirt their loads of cum inside you, exclamation point. As you lay on your stomach, the cum is coming out of all your holes. I'll turn you over and jack off all over you.
Jesus Christ, that's descriptive.
It gets more descriptive.
I mean, he's got a real flair for writing, I'll say that.
Yeah, I mean, look.
It explains the 90s and early 2000s WWE.
I was going to say Junkyard Dog, all those other guys.
Well, that's late 80s, but yeah.
Well, you know.
No.
Booker T?
That's late 90s, early 2000s, yeah.
Holy shit, dude. Don't say the WWE isn't scripted. This is great. This is great.
Here. Here's the next one. It's a bit of a novel. But
yeah, fire away, Bob.
Okay, so he says to her, I think this is with when he says tech guys, I believe he means the people who tape the shows.
Sure.
They're the whatever. I just passed my phone around to a bunch of guys on the tech crew. They were screaming, OMG, she's fucking beautiful. Look at that ass. I'd like to get that. I paused to count out loud how many guys there were. 12. Then I said, okay, there's 12 of you, and she would love to fuck each and every one of you at one time. In parentheses, the guys cheered. But she will only do it if she takes 3 at the time. That brought a huge reaction, in parentheses. She wants one deep in her ass, one way down her throat, and one in her pussy so you can pound her and keep on pounding her till you pop your load. She may scream and try to say no, exclamation point, although it would be difficult to say anything with a cock down her throat. Then in parentheses, just to let her know, in parentheses, they laughed. I then said, listen. Sorry, it's a weird cutoff there.
I said, listen,
no matter what, just pound away till you squirt. Baby, these guys were having a blast with me. Some of them didn't believe me, so I said you were the greatest fuck in the world, and no matter how much you get, you always wanted more. And then I said she loves cum. Baby, these techs, as we call them, were having the time of their lives listening to my truthful story. Mm. I then said, you would take a 10-minute break between each fucking, but then you would get back on your hands and knees with your ass in the air and say, okay, I'm ready. Who's next? LOL. I drove them wild, baby. Or should I say, you drove them wild. 2 exclamation points.
Yeah.
Just imagine if this really happened, baby, how much cum you would have coming out of your holes. 3 exclamation points.
Mm.
So let me... I know this woman is suing him. For different stuff, right?
Sure, sure.
$3 million. This is not the first sexual text message you send to someone.
No, you never leave with something like this.
No. What I'm saying is that they have had some interactions over the years before something like this goes down. Because he's like certainly imaginative, but I'm. If you're sending me like I don't know what's her side of the conversation? There's some blue text there too,
right?
Yeah, there's a couple blues.
Read me one of the blues.
Yeah, because I've got to know what her response is to any of this.
Because this is so specific, and he's like praising her for being such a good whore, right?
So yeah. Is there a possibility here that she was into this shit?
Like dom play, probably.
I mean,
right.
So
what's the blue text?
There's here. I'll give you some context in the blue text too. Because this, by the way, these screenshots are all from a legal document, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says on February 5th, 2021, McMahon sent Ms. Grant to establish a schedule for when other men, including physical therapist and Laurinaitis, could have sex with Ms. Grant, which Ms. Grant attempted to rebuff. Which I don't know if rebuff is, but this is probably her lawyers saying that.
It is,
so,
yeah.
It just sounds like it wasn't a great relationship at the end, at least. But rebuff is, I think, subjective here. So Vince texts, exactly, baby, he's not the only one. Blank called me this afternoon begging to eat you and fuck you with his nice, and then in parentheses, and hard, dick.
Wait, hey, who's having these conversations with their fucking doctor? Like, hey, does my throat seem all right? By the way, I've got this whore. What the fuck, dude? Jesus Anyways, what? And her response is what?
Her response was, give me another week, baby, and I'll be ready. I'm feeling more like myself. It's not great, but it's getting better. Tell him soon,
three exclamation points. What's the it's getting better?
Yeah, what is that?
I mean,
her asshole?
Yeah, did she get injured?
One of those.
Is she hurt or is she injured?
I mean, if Vince McMahon manifested any of what he's texting, I imagine she, you know, you don't play two NFL games back-to-back days, right?
Yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah, her butthole's all fucked up is what you're saying.
God damn it, dude.
Yeah, but that didn't sound at all like somebody who wasn't into it.
Yeah, I mean, look.
That's a weird one for them to add.
Three exclamation points at the end of it. It sounds like she'll be back.
So. That was the best defensive text they could take a screenshot of, maybe?
This is all I'm getting from this particular account. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, there could be more context that says she was just kind of trying to delaying action, essentially. Right. Sure, like, yeah, totally. Soon.
It's also weird that there's like literally only one photo of this girl on Google.
Yeah, can you find it and put her up here? Like, what's all the fuss about?
She's attractive, but normal. I guess if you
let dudes fucking triple team you and shit on you and stuff, then, you know.
It amps it up.
I can
sure.
really only find one photo, and it's this photo.
Yeah. Same. So there was only a couple photos
like
of her.
A wife and mother.
Just a normal person, yeah.
Yeah, normal broad.
Yeah. Not, because I was expecting some dirt whore, you know, from like Twin Peaks or something.
Yeah,
like
I was expecting like a gecko tattoo or something. I don't know why.
Where at? Small of her back?
On the thigh, probably, right? Like some Inland Empire trash.
Sure.
Somebody that's trying to escape. They were born in Palm Desert, but not Palm Springs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was thinking boob jobs, like just WWE.
Definitely that stuff.
Diva from like the 90s.
Yeah, yes. But like a girl that spends that much time on herself won't let you shit on her, probably.
No. Right?
That's a problem.
No.
So it's like, what's really more important to you, Delco? Is it the aesthetic, or is it what's deep down inside of this
like,
woman?
Like, what will the woman do?
Well, yeah, sure.
Well, but isn't that part of it, though? If you look at somebody like this, and usually it's a stripper from fucking Arkansas or something like that, right? But if you look at somebody like this, that's got to be part of the appeal for these guys, where they're like, it's just a normal girl who's down for the craziest shit on the planet.
And where's Linda in all this?
You know, she's probably got her own stuff going on, I would imagine.
Yeah, those are the texts I want to see.
Also, what about Lesnar, right? He got wiped into this. What about Sable?
Wait, how did Brock Lesnar get?
Oh, bro,
he was pissing on her and shit?
No. So Vince McMahon sent nudes of this chick, Janelle Grant, to Brock Lesnar to get him to re-sign with the WWE, and then also gave her number to him and shit like that. And Lesnar texted her and was like, hey, take a video of yourself pissing and send it to me.
Yeah.
And then she did, and then he just texted back, bitch.
Yeah. Big fan of that.
I mean, look, he's from Minnesota. That's how they roll up there.
And it's short and sweet. He was never a big talker.
And then I think they did have sex. They did later have sex. Like,
they did? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. If I recall correctly, yeah.
Cool. And then Sable, where's she at? Are they still married?
They're still married.
Okay, good.
Do you think Brock Lesnar's daughter is just going to beat the shit out of him over this?
Boy, they're identical. That's an identical twin, and it's his daughter. That's what's frightening about his daughter. Whew, she got the wrong genes on that one, dude. Shocking.
Look, it seems like there may not be any good people involved in this situation at all.
Probably not.
And I always say it's perfectly reasonable not to take a side in a fight between two assholes.
Yeah.
But, you know, to be fair, this is the first time Vince has had issues.
Yeah. No. And you got to imagine Triple H and Stephanie McMahon are aware that this was going on.
Aware, dude. They've got fucking wet wipes in her handbag because of this dude.
And
they're wiping poop off of fucking strippers when they walk out to make sure they don't get caught.
They've had lawsuits for years. Like, this isn't the first one.
That's the other thing we talked about, I think, Dan, when you were still gone, which is if this is what was happening in 2020 and 2021. Yeah.
Well, it was happening in 98.
Yeah.
Or the
80s. Before cell phones and shit.
And the
80s? Yeah, but he was a millionaire in the 80s. By the late 90s, he was a fucking billionaire. Right. I mean, god damn, dude. Who knows what he's been up to, harvesting organs or whatever.
How many heads do you think he shit on? Over, under?
A bunch. 25, 30.
Do you think he's on the list?
If I had to guess.
I'd say more.
And why does it always come down to weird shit, man? Like, I can do pretty much anything I want in life, and it is at no point has it occurred to me to do anything like that, to pee on people. I mean, I like the Lesnar thing. That's pretty funny where he just says bitch.
Yeah.
In return.
Bitch.
Like, it's like, do you, I would love to sit him down and just, can you explain to me what was going through your mind when you just saw, when you asked to see your peeing in the first place? And then when you just, your reply to it was just bitch.
Bitch.
God, oh, damn it. Great. Well, you can tell one thing. They definitely respect women.
For sure. The other part about this, too, is to answer your question about Vince McMahon. I don't know where he's from originally, but, like, dude, you come up, you do all this shit, you get all the money.
He went to ECU, East Carolina.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Shit.
He's East Carolina's, like, most famous.
He was born in Pinehurst.
Wow.
Near the golf course.
All right. So, but you grow up, you know, you get all this money and everything else, and then sexually, it's the same with, like, Bill Gates and fucking Stephen Hawking and those guys. Like, sexually, there's nothing else you can do. So you're like, all right, how do I really elevate this? And shitting on people's heads is kind of the last of it. There's nowhere else to go from there. Or these text messages that you're reading where you're like, hey, dude, I'd like to see you get filled up by three different dudes and then jack off all over you after they've been coming inside of you.
After their cum was leaking out of her holes.
There's nowhere else to go except for snuff, you know, stomping out mice with your feet, bare feet and shit like that. Like, there's very few levels to go. And then obviously the last one is child. It's kiddie porn where it's just like, okay, cool. But these people are fucked up. I just can't believe looking at this girl's picture that this is the girl. That's nuts.
Well, again, I mean, who would it be? Like sixes and fives and sixes, that's where the bargains are, right? That's what they say.
But this is, I just expected a fucking stripper with huge fake, you know, double D tits and everything else. And like, this is a girl who lives next door or played lacrosse in high school. You know? It was a normal girl, it looks like.
I mean, she's pretty.
She's pretty. She's pretty, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the allure of this is like, oh, hey, look at this normal girl instead of the street trash that's always hanging out at fucking WWE events, you know? And then, by the way, I'm not shitting on you, the street trash at WWE. I love it. Okay? On to our top story here. Is the U.S. going to war? One recent development in the recruitments of U.S. troops signals the Pentagon.
Wait, you skipped the top story, which is troops killed in Iran by Iranian-backed strike.
Yes, I did. I was going to skip that and go back to it here.
Okay.
To see if we are going to war here. One recent development in the recruitment of U.S. troops signals the Pentagon is definitely preparing for war. The high school diploma and GED requirements for entry into the U.S. military has now been dropped for both the U.S. Army and the U.S. Navy. The last time something like this has happened was before the surge in Iraq, and it was twofold. First, stop-loss measures were enacted, and you have to think that's going to come next in this conflict. Second, disqualifying factors like neck and hand tattoos, felonies, etc., were dropped to plus-up numbers before a series of large direct action deployments. So where would this be going to?
Well, I know that the Pentagon doesn't want to send conventional forces into combat, because we just did that for 20 years. But after what happened in Jordan, you got to think there's going to be some kind of major retaliation. And it's a good debate, I guess, to have. Like, so the libertarian position is typically no war unless it's required to defend the homeland, right? To defend your own stuff. And I believe in that principle quite a bit. I think it's a good one. so I guess the question is, does Iran and Iranian cutouts constantly attacking our shipping vessels and military targets and interrupting our supply chain and so on constitute a direct assault on our country, right?
Thomas Jefferson thought so.
Yeah, he did. He definitely did, yeah. And, you know, from the shores of Montezuma, right? Like, mm-hmm. we've been in this situation before. You could make the case, I guess, that our troops shouldn't be in Syria or Jordan in the first place, which is that's a fair point to make, I suppose, especially without congressional approval, which is something that Thomas Massey's been talking about recently, something that Tom Cotton mentioned yesterday as well, and I think Justin Amish was talking about it yesterday and today. But it's, to me, like, I've been to war, so I'm not somebody that would speak of it flippantly. I think it would be hard to make the case that we shouldn't both maintain international shipping routes and protect the infrastructure that allow for those and our people who are involved in doing it, right? So what do you do? Like, if you're the Strait of Hormuz and the Gulf of Aden and, you know, where, God, why am I blanking on it? What was the one that got shut down a couple years ago?
The Suez Canal.
Suez, yeah. Like, we use these for shipments of oil and minerals and all kinds of other bullshit. A lot of fucking right-wing crazy people have been making the case, well, we don't even need to go there. Like, all right, cool. We've been using that fucking same delivery port for 250 fucking years, so we're not going to stop now. So the question is, what measures exactly should we take to defend ourselves and defend our economic interests in that area? And I think it's a reasonable question, frankly. Like, I'm not about sending a bunch of ground troops somewhere, but we can't let our people get picked off like this by drones and shit, which is what happened in Jordan.
Yeah, and we'll get to that in a second. The reason why I wanted to start with this is, can Biden afford it right now, politically?
He can't afford not to do something. Makes him look weak.
But both are going to... Either one is going to be used against him here, heading into an election.
No, I don't think so. The lefties who support him, they'll support him no matter what he does.
They will.
Yep, that's right.
And Trump will come out and say, I never had wars.
Trump fucking killed their defense secretary, basically. He can't say shit about this.
So what do you do in this case then?
So what happened was three American troops were killed and dozens more injured yesterday at a drone strike in northeast Jordan near the Syrian border. Three people have been confirmed dead. I know for a fact that there's eight additional people they expect to die. So it's going to be 11 total deaths probably, unless some miracle happens.
That's a big number.
Yep. largest single day loss of American life in a conflict in a minute, for sure, since August of 2021 during the Afghan pullout, which we didn't do a goddamn thing about either.
13 was the number then,
yep,
correct?
Yeah. Yep. Biden blamed, you know, the Iranian-backed militias. They thought it was a U.S. drone. I'm being told by some people at the Pentagon they thought it was a U.S. drone. That's why they didn't shoot it down.
Okay.
Which is fun. That's a problem. Like, I met with some people last week about new developing tech and how to solve that particular problem, but it's rough. But, you know, this is an escalation, a big one. And we've been going back and forth with Iran since forever.
Yeah.
Right. But particularly since Obama's term, you know, his last term, especially when they reached that fucking really shitty deal that we eventually pulled out of. But Biden said that we're going to hold, what did he say? We will hold all those responsible to account at a time and in a manner of our choosing. And then Lloyd Austin read from a sheet of paper, we will take all necessary actions to defend the United States, our troops, and our interests. Very dispassionate. Neither one of those guys knows what the fuck they're doing. So that doesn't inspire confidence. But you can't just let this go. Like, Iran directly is the next target, probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is, we're talking about since October 7th, two major strikes. Obviously, one was quite a bit worse with the Hamas thing, but two major incidents involving Iranian-backed militias and Western people.
Dan, right? I don't know what this means, but this in the last 8 minutes has been tweeted out by several sources, raw news alerts, inside paper, like stuff like that. As early as tonight, President Joe Biden will authorize U.S. military action in the Middle East, Sky News reports.
I mean, that doesn't mean anything.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know
that. What it means is that we will probably drop some bombs on... I mean, the typical U.S. response under Biden has been the same thing that we did under Clinton, which is we find some fucking empty containers in the middle of the fucking desert and blow them up, right? As a show of force or whatever the fuck. I think this warrants quite a bit more than that. I mean, I don't think a full-scale invasion of Iran is necessary, but yeah, I wouldn't be against it, to be honest. I mean, fuck those guys. it's, you know, the problem with all this is that Biden is going to announce tonight that that's happening. That's not what should happen. What should happen is he should go to Congress and tell them to give him war powers.
Mm-hmm.
That this is how the Constitution is supposed to work. And not one motherfucking president since who the fuck knows when has actually gotten authority to go to war. They just do it. You know what I mean? And nobody stops him.
Well, let me ask you this. Would Congress, because it is Republican led, would they stop him from doing this?
No, fuck no.
Okay.
Nope. Nope. Everybody wants a piece of Iran's ass right now, and rightly so. So
I agree with it. For Biden in particular, man, Jesus Christ. I mean, you got, obviously, Israel, Palestine. You got our own fucking issues at the border here. Now you got this fucking Iran thing popping off. There's a lot going on right now. People are asking, what is Tower 22, which is the site of the attack? What is that in Jordan?
It's a U.S. base.
It is.
It's okay. A logistical hub. So it's like it's an in-out hub for military operations in the Middle East, in that region, Syria, Lebanon, even Israel. We ship a lot of product through there, weapons, food, whatever the fuck people need to fight wars.
Okay.
So it's kind of a central hub in the region for that kind of stuff. So they're basically attacking supply lines, which is smart, you know, guerrilla warfare. That's what you should do, right? And then what you should do as the larger force is to surround them and kill every goddamn one of them.
Okay. And then next question here for you. As far as Iran is concerned, why are they doing this?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. Because they smell blood in the water. Because Biden's weak as fuck and Lloyd Austin is weak. General Milley was weak. Why not?
But based on what Trump did in the...
Trump's not in office.
That's what I'm saying. But we still have the same military capability here.
That doesn't matter. Like,
you think just because of who's in office, yeah, they're like, fuck them?
Okay. The PlayStation controller has the same capabilities regardless of who's on the sticks. Same thing with a car, right? But the drivers...
Except in that submarine, obviously.
Yeah, well, that was Logitech. But the driver matters. The person at the helm matters. That's why we fucking have these processes to identify, train, and appoint commanders and stuff like that. And we've done a very poor job of it lately. We're more worried about demographics than we are about execution of our military strategy. So, yeah.
Okay. And then just so we're clear, because I have not heard this, and it's not trending on Twitter or anything else, is Biden going to break into primetime tonight and make an address about this?
Maybe. I mean, it depends on what exactly they plan on doing. If it's just going to be airstrikes and shit like that, he'll probably wait until after they're done.
And then do something tomorrow?
Break in the middle of the night tonight.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. But we'll see. I haven't heard anything about specific shit that they're going to try to do. What I do know, on the other hand, is that the Biden administration especially has been notoriously deceptive at how they report numbers, right? So there are two different reports that come out. There's a KIA report of a single incident, right? There's a killed in action report, people who die immediately or in transit to wherever they're going. And then there's people who die after the fact. The second one is called a casualty report. And two things are happening right now. One, they've embargoed the casualty report for some reason. I don't know why. They've never done this. This kind of stuff's never been done before. They embargo the casualty report, which means those additional eight or so people that are going to die, they don't go onto the KIA list. So at the end of his term, he's like, well, this many people died under Trump, but this many people, they're literally juking the numbers on Americans killed in action. Mm. Right. And then in addition to that, I just heard about an hour ago that they haven't informed any of the families yet. So people whose loved ones are deployed to this area, none of them know if it's their fucking person that got fucked up, except for the three that have been announced KIA.
Jesus Christ.
This is the most feckless and incompetent goddamn administration I think I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and it says here up to dozens more were injured, so that number could climb
about
even
34.
Higher.
Okay. 34 is the number that we have right now, but that doesn't mean it's not going to be higher.
And then stupid question, but I have to ask it here. You know this ahead of the press because of friends, I'm assuming?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just for everybody at home who's trying to look this up right now, because I'm with you. No idea. I get this from Dan, and then it ends up being true less than 24 hours later. And that's the fun part about doing this show every single day. Next up, the VA wants to cut your dick off. That's fun. If we're going to send you to war, might as well cut your dick off, too. Now for some actual breaking news that you haven't heard anywhere else. You were given an internal VA memo here.
Mm-hmm.
That will become a press release soon outlining the VA's intended expansion of what they incorrectly call gender-affirming care.
Yeah, what it actually is, That's what woke folk call it. But what it really is mutilating the genitals of mentally ill people. Just like, let's precision of language, you know.
But why is the VA going to do this?
I don't fucking know. Because of the cultural Marxists we have in power in this country. That's why. It is. I mean,
Are they paying for it? Because that's a costly surgery, yes. Too. Okay.
Yeah. And this is downstream, dude. I mean, it's been going on for some time to some degree. Now they're just announcing an expansion of this shit. Now, this is why, or while rather, 45, not 17, as the VA says, not 22, as the fucking trope goes, but 45 people a day kill themselves, right? That is 4.9 or so 9/11s every single year. Of just dudes and women to some degree blowing their fucking brains out.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get care. It's 2 months. 2 months to get fucking care. I had a fucking buddy recently that had to get in and get some, and one of our other friends had to shave and get into uniform and fuck somebody up just to get our guy a fucking seat. and it's this is just fucking absolutely insane. It's women who need IVF. Right.
Yep.
Unless you can prove after the fact that it was service related, that your ovaries specifically were damaged, then they won't help you with IVF. There's like hundreds of military families or veteran families who are in deep debt now because of that, just trying to have children. If you're a male service member and you lose your ability to reproduce, they won't help you with that either. Right. It's. I don't understand any of this, right? It doesn't make any sense to me. We're dealing with one of the biggest health crises of all time, the suicide epidemic, and they're taking steps to expand gender affirmation surgery.
Yeah, and right? I'll read their statement here. So in a statement, the VA official says, it's our mission at the VA to provide transgender veterans and all veterans with the world-class care and benefits they deserve.
Yeah, because we know we get world-class care from the VA. The fuck out of here.
Everybody who writes in the show brags about it all the time, how great the VA is over there. It says, we thank each and every one of these heroes for their service and sacrifice, and we will continue to work to serve them as well as they have served our nation. VA Secretary McDonough said that when he first announced this policy, we are taking steps to expand VA's care to include gender affirmation surgery, thus allowing transgender vets to go through the full gender affirmation process with the VA by their side.
So they'll let you fucking sit at home alone by yourself waiting for 2 months while you're having a crisis and end up blowing your brains out. But if you want to cut your fucking dick off, we saved you a seat.
Do it tomorrow.
I mean, it's like Forrest Gump walking down that bus. Seat's taken. If you're a regular fucking human being, but if you're some mentally ill fuckface and you want to get your genitals cut off, then jump to the front of the goddamn line. Pay very close attention to what people in power prioritize, because that's what matters to them. And they don't give a fuck about trans people. That's not even a thing, by the way. That's just a mental illness. But they don't care about these people at all. This is just about tearing at the underbelly, the fabric of America. That's all this is. All they're trying to do is bring the fucking walls down around us. That's why the goddamn southern border is open. It's why they're crippling our fucking real estate. It's why they're fucking up our currency. All these things are all happening at the same time. Mm-hmm. All at the same time. Why? Right?
Yeah.
That's not a conspiracy. It's a fucking fact. Just open your goddamn eyes.
It's pretty fucking wild to see here, because then what's the end game on all of this, right? Just one gender roaming the fucking earth?
No, the end game is to fucking cripple this last superpower, right? That's governed by, at least from the base, by some kind of libertarian ideology where I've got fucking guns and I'm going to defend my property, right? They want to get rid of that attitude completely. That's why, look at the people they target in society. They set up all these people on January 6th. White supremacy is somehow now all of a sudden, after a million years, the fucking biggest threat to our fucking national security. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
They're attacking the majority, which is white people, and strong people, which are men, constantly for fucking 2 decades now. It's been going on. And at a lower level for almost 60 years now. Like, it is intentional to develop. The only thing that makes any sense to me is that they want to weaken this country so there's some excuse for a world government of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
But that'll never fucking happen while I'm alive, bitch.
Yeah, I don't think it will either. I mean, who's to say in a couple hundred years here, if most of this shit slowly starts to go through, it eventually ends up happening.
You have to do it super fast for it to work. That's the problem with these. It's the problem with dictatorial regimes in the first place. Like, if you don't accomplish it within a decade or so, then people are like, I'm not doing that anymore. And the next generation comes around and they're going to rebel against their parents and whomever else. And it all falls apart. That's why they're trying to rush this. Like 2030, all electric vehicles. I don't think so, bud.
Right. D'Anthony, we got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, firstform.com/drinking bros. I just took the microfactors, dude, during sports earlier. When drinking bros sports earlier.
I took some this morning. Yeah.
I forget. And look, they're always on my desk next to my computer. And then as soon as I come in, I'm like, all right, cool. So I take them right now. What are they? It's not just a multivitamin there. It's a convenient daily packet with six products included in it that provides you what you need on a daily basis to be healthy. Because let's face it, we don't eat the way we need to in order to fulfill the demands of our body without getting the vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients in us consistently. We're going to struggle to reach any type of health goal or fitness goal. Whether that's weight loss, putting on muscle, getting lean, or just overall being healthy.
Or fitting this dick in your mouth. So go ahead and jot that down.
I'm sure that's on their website. I haven't seen it, but I also haven't looked.
By the way, I can't stress this enough, but they are oral. Oral only. Yes. Like, you swallow these. These are not suppositories.
Do not put these up your ass. You will not have the same results or any results.
Well, you don't know that, but just swallow them. It's not a big deal.
What's in them? Well, we got the antioxidants, the CoQ10s, multivitamins, the fruits and veggies, the probiotics, and the EFAs here. Everything you need to keep you healthy and the body moving, heart pumping throughout the day. They've also got great energy drinks over there on firstform.com/drinking bros. Gigantic fan of this company. Glad that they're on the show. I take these every single day. They're great. Right now, you're getting free shipping on orders over $75. When you use that link, again, free shipping on orders over $75 at firstform.com/drinking bros. Next up, we got Fieldcraft Survival. It's the app you need to be prepared. D'Anthony, tell us about it.
Yeah, well, we've all been watching Mike Glover over the years give us information on things like bushcraft, which is just your ability to survive out in nature and stuff, to disaster preparation, medical treatment, trauma training, all that kind of stuff. So now they have an app that delivers bite-sized courses to you, you know, so you can actually learn this stuff. And I think it's really good to have it that way because you have it on your app, you download it to that, then you take it out to your camping trip or your hunting trip or whatever, and you can put those things into practice and actually learn, you know, how to do mm-hmm. some of this stuff. You know, it's not all about the end of day scenarios and shit. Maybe you just want to have a more fun time with your family and you go out camping, or maybe you want to be better prepared in case the power goes out for a couple of days so you can prepare food, have clean drinking water, shit like that. I mean, it's like, you don't have to be a doomsday prepper for this shit to be relevant in your life is what I'm saying.
Right. If you get in a car crash mm-hmm. or you're in a tornado or a flood, you know, any form of natural disaster, they've got all the tips and tricks for you over here. And now with the Fieldcraft Survival app, you can learn all things preparedness from the experts over there with Mike Glover. And for the monthly subscription over there, they're going to give you 30 days for free. Is that real? 30 days yeah. free.
Drinking Bros 30. Drinking Bros code? 30. Use that code. You're going to get 30 days free. And then for the annual subscription, if you're convinced already, and you want to go ahead and sign up, you're going to get 35% off your annual subscription by using the code DRINKINBROS35.
So okay.
DRINKINBROS30 for 30 free days, DRINKINBROS35 for 35% off for the year.
Head on over. Last but not least, we got HardAFSeltzer.com. We are now live in Georgia, Alabama, Florida, Tennessee, North Carolina, Ohio, and Texas. We're in every single Total Wines in the Southeast, all the Piggly Wigglies there in Alabama, scattered all throughout Atlanta right now. And we just hired sales reps for the state of Texas and Georgia right now. So starting to make some moves here, kids.
Yeah, keep an eye out, by the way. If you're in Texas, keep an eye out for the I'm not going to tell you what kind of vehicle it is. It's a small SUV, and it's going to have hard AF on it.
Yeah.
If you spot it, if you can get a picture of it in the wild, we'll give you something. We'll give you a case for free.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just send it in to hardafseltzer.com. Or info@hardafseltzer.com. Look, if you want it in your local package store, bar, restaurant, all that other stuff, I'm going to run down the list of distributors here for you. In Florida, hit up Sunshine State Distribution. In Georgia, hit up Crown. Alabama, hit up Crown as well. Same company. They're amazing, and they're handling both states for us. Best brands in Tennessee, Wyndham. Distribution out there in Wilmington, North Carolina. We're in the Total Wines over there, all the brunches, and Whiskey Creek, which I love, on Masonboro Loop Road over there. Best brands in Tennessee, Heidelberg in Ohio is getting y'all stocked up out there. They put some at the border in Toledo, so that way people in Michigan can hop on over and get stocked up over there. Texas is favorite brands. Out there, and look, it really helps us, and it supports the show. Just grab a 12-pack there. It's 8%, dude. We're fucking drinking, bros. We're getting rocks. No carbs, no sugars, no gluten, if you give a fuck about that. And we still ship right to your house in case you're not in one of those states or one of the surrounding states. We ship to 36 states still right now, but I highly recommend you go to the store locator, type in your city or zip on hardafseltzer.com. See if there is a location nearest you first. If not, then order directly to your house. It's just more costly. We prefer to you just go into the store and buy a 12-pack for cheap, all right? Go to hardafseltzer.com today. Support us and support the show. Everybody's backing out of that right now. All those cars we wanted, all that other shit, they're all sitting on the lot. And I know Hertz just got rid of, I think, 30% of their fleet.
Yeah.
All the EV shit is gone over there.
Yeah, not great optics when it gets cold in Chicago and people are fucking sitting in a parking lot for 4 days trying to charge their fucking vehicle.
Well, they can't do anything.
Yeah.
They can't fucking do anything. Bob, I'm going to text you a photo here for this next story just because I think it's awesome. A listener sent this in here because our next story is hilarious. If you smoke menthols, you ain't Democrat. A few months ago, the White House quietly updated its Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs websites to reflect that any final ban on menthol wouldn't take place until at least March. Even then, it's expected to take years for menthol products to be off store shelves. The ban was previously supposed to take place right around the effects of December, somewhere in there. The AHA and other public health organizations, such as the American Lung Association and the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, have been pushing to ban menthol tobacco products for well over a decade.
I like how there's an American Lung Association. Is there an American Foot Association or American Butthole Association? I guess that's the WWE.
Yeah, that's the WWE, but no, not yet.
So the reasoning they're given is the same as banning flavored vape pens.
Okay.
That it attracts kids to use the product, I guess. But that is nonsense. I've never in my life, not once in my life, met someone who was originally attracted to smoking cigarettes because they were menthol.
In fact, if you want to make sure like a
that's
child
retarded.
If you want to make sure a child never smokes.
Yeah, yep. If you're going to make them smoke a whole pack of fucking menthols.
Sure.
Right?
They will and never touch
fucking
it again.
Luck, dude. They'll never
Are
touch
you kidding
it again.
Me? That's like the dumbest shit of all time. But it's just an excuse, right? Because they want to control everything. I'm sure somebody in the menthol cigarette business told to go fuck themselves at one point.
Mm-hmm.
About some deal they wanted him to do. So they're like, oh, fuck you then. I'll legislate it in Congress. So, which they didn't even do. He's just trying to do an executive order. But it feels extremely racist to me. Honestly, it does. It's like, notice that they want to ban menthols and not, I don't know, mayonnaise, right? Which is probably not great for you either. Because as everyone knows, white people can control themselves. Right,
white according people, to the government,
white people can control themselves, and black people aren't capable of getting an attorney, an ID, registering to vote,
yep.
Finding the voting place in the fucking first place. I mean, Jesus Christ, it's so hard, and they damn sure can't make decisions about their daily lives. So we have to do it for them. No, they need the Democrats to tell them what to do.
That's crazy, man.
Remember, if you don't vote for Democrats, you ain't black.
You ain't
black.
But
if you smoke menthols, you're not Democrat. So how does that... I'm thinking back to the SATs, you know what I mean? Where we have these word association problems, and this one is boggling my fucking mind.
It's crazy. Bob, put up that picture I texted you there onto the screen, because some listeners want to fight the power here, and they were like, hey, dude, at Hard AF Seltzer, could you team up with Newport and this be your new seltzer here?
I'm down. I'm down for menthol soda. You know,
nicotine in it? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like it's 80% nicotine.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Has to be 80% nicotine. The can though does look attractive. I'm not going to lie to you. Whoever made this, one of our listeners, you did a great job. It actually makes me want to try this. I would have a sip.
I'd take a sip. Yeah. I really don't understand though. Like who's on the strategy? They really just take the black vote for granted that much that they would come after something that is not unique necessarily to the black community, but it is a big part of it. I mean, it's just a running joke for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
That black people smoke menthols. And it's not, the joke didn't come out of nowhere. It's true. You know what I mean? I grew up in a black neighborhood. It's definitely true.
Yeah, dude.
This is weird, man. Can we list, Bob, you're family slave owners. Can you list a number of other products that you might ban that would be offensive to black people?
Grape soda.
Yeah, a grape
Fanta
or orange soda, yeah. Any fruit flavored soda.
Hot sauce. Louisiana hot sauce especially.
Fucking Popeye. If you got rid of the Popeyes and just said, hey, people are dying from diabetes and shit like this, we're going to get rid of Popeyes, people would rage.
Womb Raider said Jordans. Too many white people are buying Jordans now. I think that one's gone, but Hennessy is probably one. White people don't drink Hennessy.
No, but it is delicious, by the way. I've had it a couple times, and I'm like, all right,
it's
cool.
Just like
I can I've had it from my black friends.
For one of them. Womb Reader also said cocoa butter and Soul Glow.
Boy.
I'm guessing Soul Glow is...
It's from Coming to America.
Afro Sheen.
Just let your soul glow.
Wasn't Afro Sheen a real one, though, back in the 90s or something?
It was,
I remember hearing that. I'm like, that sounds racist. Can I say that?
Soul Glow.
But it turns out it was just the name of a fucking product.
It was Eric LaSalle. Bob, if you type in Soul Glow, it'll pop right up for you there. It's for Jerry Curls. It's a Jerry Curl activator.
Yeah, activator, yeah.
Yeah. Eric LaSalle, who ended up going starring on ER for fucking 30 years.
Well, we're on Patreon. Just play the...
There it is.
But he was spraying it out of a can. I don't think activator's in an aerosol can usually, is it?
I'm not sure.
Because he was like...
I'm not sure, dude.
That's really funny.
Yeah. I can just get you the commercial here.
Oh, play it, yeah. There you go. We're on Patreon. Yeah. He gives a fuck. Turn it up. There we go.
Oh, no audio.
There's no volume, huh? That's disappointing.
Son
dude.
Of a fucking bitch.
Come on, damn it.
Wait, is this an insert from the movie or is that an actual commercial?
That's from the Coming to America
God
movie there.
God damn it, dude.
Pop that up and see if that one exists.
Here, this might be a different one.
Because the song is what makes it, dude. Yeah,
no,
that's
this
it.
Is fake.
McDowell's. Oh, yeah.
That's the song, though. Play the song. You can play the song. All go ahead. Damn it, I love that song so much, dude.
It's funny how that was his first major movie, and he did so much after that.
Eric LaSalle?
Yeah.
There was a bunch of people in there. Yeah. That was Samuel Jackson's first major movie as well. He was the guy who went into Rob McDowell's, and Hakeem kicked the shit out of him there.
By the way, McDonald's probably played that smart.
They did.
Because it still looked exactly the same, and everybody immediately thought it. I think the producers thought they were getting away with something. It's like, no, he's gave them more free advertising.
You get more free advertising, and I will say this. McDonald's used it in their recent campaign
I saw that.
Of the 40 years of McDonald's and how everybody loves it, and this was part of it. So, yeah, it was definitely smart on their part. Next up, Big Mike for America. According to Cindy Adams of the New York Post, former President Barack Obama has polled donors to gauge support for Michelle running for president in 2024. In fact,
that is true, by the way.
And look, I said this, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 months ago. If she were to run, she would probably win. Democrats love her, man.
Maybe, yeah.
Democrats love her, dude. I'm telling you.
Maybe.
As we know, they're exploring Tehran, as the people on the mailing list have reported it quietly to the press.
Yeah, so I've seen some of the emails that the campaign has sent out.
Oh, you have personally?
Yeah, I can't share them, but okay. I've seen them. And I know all the press have them, too, and you haven't heard a fucking peep out of Fox.
No one.
CNN, MSNBC, only the New York Post, which is kind of a rag, to be honest.
Sure.
Is publishing this stuff, but I've seen it for myself. It's real.
Well,
they're definitely polling to see if she could raise enough money to win. And you, by the way, enough money means $2 billion.
She could do it.
$2
billion. She could do Oprah. You can start with Oprah and then work your way down. Quincy Jones, all those guys would do it. Because then you'd check off two boxes. First black woman president, first female president ever, black, everything. Then you get Barack in there, who's beloved by the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it would be that,
I think she would win.
If she ran and won, it would be time to secede from the country. I'm not even kidding. Because that's the World Economic Forum taking over the country at this point. She's got no fucking history in politics or even interest in it. She's just a puppet. Even a bigger puppet than Biden currently is. That would be time for us to fucking split this.
But that's what it's become, the office of president these days. So it is what it is.
Well,
but
I think Trump wasn't anyone's puppet, was he?
No, but he also wasn't a politician who just popped up and wanted to do the best. Like, I even look back at all the shit that he's going through now, where you're like, God damn, man, you really want to change the country that much that you're willing to go through all the fucking shit you have to go through on a goddamn daily basis?
He's still going through.
It's nuts, man. Yeah. It's fucking nuts. Because I think, Bob, we went off air Friday, was that? What was that final total from the new E. Jean Carroll thing?
It was 83 million?
A little under 90. I think maybe 87.
So he's
got
another lawsuit for like 300 million.
Yeah, and I was going to say, so far they've already ruled in favor of 200 million. And I'll go back to that that Marine who's stuck there in New York
Daniel
City
Penny.
As well. Yeah. If this is happening to Trump, what do you think is going to happen to him? They're going to say he's fucking guilty, dude, unless he can get a change of venue.
Yeah.
He's fucked. But as far as this is concerned, I understand why Fox is not reporting on this. And I understand why CNN and those guys aren't as well. So Fox doesn't want this to happen whatsoever because they know she would fucking win. And I think even teasing this out to the press, if this became a big enough story and if people started catching on and everything else, and then maybe she was sitting there in the house watching and going, holy fuck, I got the money. Now people are talking about it. Maybe I could win this goddamn thing, and then I can jump in. So I think they're trying to be as quiet as possible. CNN doesn't want to bury Biden in case this doesn't happen. So let's say she doesn't end up running, and then what? They've been talking about, you know, Newsom or Big Mike or anybody else taking over as president when they have a candidate in who's already going to win the Democratic nominee here. It would fuck all of them all the way around if they started talking about it. Two ways. If it does happen for Fox, boom, there goes your Republican candidate. If it does happen for CNN, holy shit, what do we do with Biden? And we've been praising this asshole for the last 3 years.
Well, they haven't, though, been praising him lately.
No.
For the past 6 months or so. So I'm not sure. The Fox part, yeah, they definitely don't want to report on this. But CNN, maybe they're just waiting to see how it plays out
a little bit. But it's already, we're looking at February 1st here this week. It's going to be February this week. It doesn't give you time to do all this shit.
The plan is, well, yeah, it does though, right? Because you don't want to have her out on the campaign trail a bunch if she's actually going to do this. One, for fundraising purposes, so she spends less money. But two, it's like, there's not enough time to do oppo research to expose her as a complete fraud. She doesn't know shit about anything. Anything you ask her, like, she's going to get coached before a debate about, here's what they're probably going to ask you, here's what you should say. She doesn't know a goddamn thing about any of this. Why would she? She's never fucking worked in politics before.
But I think everybody on the Democratic side would say, well, Barack was president, he's going to be sleeping in the same bed every night. So
yeah, right. So what you're like, that's not a good thing for them to say.
It's not
a good thing for them to openly admit that she's going to be a puppet.
100%. Right? I agree.
But the rumor is that sometime around May, late May, Biden's going to announce he's not running for whatever reason. And then at the convention in August, Michelle gets nominated.
That would be nuts, dude, if that happens.
Yeah.
That would be absolutely fucking
nuts. Now, the White House responded to the rumors and said that Biden's campaign is just heating up, which I don't know what that means, really. Like, he just woke up from a nap or some shit. Yeah. Yeah.
The pudding's just heating up.
But there's no way he can debate. His campaign events now are just, like, mumbling nonsense. And then he turns into a Roomba afterwards.
Right.
Just kind of walking a couple steps, bumping into something,
turning just kind of moving around and hoping somebody finds him.
I don't think she's going to run. I think that's silly.
So what I've heard for years, because they asked this on the last election. I don't know if you remember that. They asked her to run in the last election. And she was like, I have fucking zero desire to be president. The other thing, too, was years ago when she was married to Barack and they were in France and he was in office, they caught her on a hot mic. And she was like, "I this fucking job sucks, like doing all this other stuff and everything else." And I think it was the prime minister of France. She was talking to her wife and she said, "Yeah, dude, why don't you guys just quit and go on a fucking book tour and like take all the money and it's great and that's what we're doing and everything else." And I know she definitely doesn't like it and I understand it. I mean, this job fucking sucks. And to go back to it, yeesh, dude. The hours you work too, man, are fucking brutal in this job.
Mm-hmm.
So at what point do they get desperate enough? Because clearly everybody's scared of Trump. Every single person is like, this is the end of the world. If you turn on any fucking news network besides Fox, everybody's like, it's going to be the end of the world. We're going to have a fucking dictator and it's going to create democracy. It's going to die and all this other stuff.
You mean like it did?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Like it did for 4 years. Sweet. But is there any part that's just like, we keep Michelle, you've got to save our fucking country.
I mean, she's a human being with an ego like anybody else. I'm sure if people blast her enough, she'll fucking do something.
So do you personally think this is going to go down in May?
No.
I don't either. I think it's too late. Mm. I don't think you have enough time at that point. Now, I would have said, back this up to Christmas when my prediction failed, and I was incorrect in that, saying Biden would get out of this race then. I think then you would have had enough time. But right now, you're already steamrolling through primaries. There's another one tomorrow. I forget who it is. You know what the primary, what the states are up tomorrow?
South Carolina. Yeah.
No shit.
But it doesn't matter. Like, the party has 100% control over who they fucking select to run.
Correct. Yep.
They can have all these primaries and do all this shit. It doesn't mean a goddamn thing. They can fucking decide tomorrow, like, you know what? No. Our delegates are going to vote for Michelle or Gavin or whomever. And if you don't, then we fire you. They have the power to fire that delegate and bring in somebody who will do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a completely rigged system and not illegally. So it's legal. That's just how it works, right?
Sure.
Which is, that might be a problem. But yeah, they can do whatever the fuck they want.
They can. It would be certainly be a bombshell. I don't want to see it happen. That's for goddamn sure. Next up, got a good old-fashioned border showdown here. Eagle Pass, Texas, has turned into the epicenter of a growing feud between Texas and federal authorities over how to tackle the migrant crisis and who has jurisdiction over that part of the U.S.-Mexico border. The dispute intensified on January 10th when Texas authorities effectively blocked U.S. Border Patrol agents from a 2.5-mile area in Eagle Pass, which had seen a surge of migrant crossings. This area includes Shelby Park, a city park on the Rio Grande that is now fenced off with gates and razor wire, impeding the Border Patrol's access. On January 12th, after the Texas Military Department seized and secured Shelby Park, two children and a mother drowned in a nearby part of the Rio Grande. Now, Texas and U.S. officials are accusing each other of contributing to the circumstances surrounding the tragedy, and the Biden administration is pressuring Congress to do something. When couldn't he just use all the executive orders here? Am I incorrect?
He can immediately. He affects all of the executive branch policy.
Okay, so why are we even bothering with Congress?
He can pick up the phone because he's trying to pass the blame. And if you watched any news over the weekend, Adam Kinzinger, that little wormy fucking piece of shit cunt, was like, if the Republicans don't accept this deal from the Senate that the Senate passed, then the border crisis is on them. Like, no, it's been 3 years of this shit of open border. And by the way, let's take a quick look at what's in that deal that the Senate passed.
So I heard Mike Johnson talking about this, and I'll ask you if this is real or false here. Why he's saying no and that this will never pass is that there was funding tied to Ukraine in this. Is that true?
That's part of it, yeah. Part of it is a $110 billion emergency request for funding for Ukraine and Israel. Fuck both of that.
Yeah.
Both of those things.
Yes.
Fight your own fucking wars, assholes.
So they're asking for $110 billion?
In additional shit, yeah, with a B.
Great.
Next, the deal caps border entries per day to 5,000 instead of the infinity that it is now. 5,000 in certain places, 8,500 max in some others. So I'm taking the lower number, 5,000 per day. Mm-hmm. That's 1.8 and a half million people a year that they're just going to release into the country. And that's your fucking deal? That's your deal. You've let 300 terrorists, known terrorists, into this country. Mm-hmm. At least that's the ones we know about, right? And your deal is, well, we'll only bring in 2 million a year that are just fucking a drain on all of society. It doesn't matter if they're criminals or not. Some are, certainly, because we're not doing a goddamn thing to vet any of these people. But just the fucking economic impact of this and the cultural decay. I mean, this is an invasion. And Texas is well within its rights to protect its own border. I don't give a fuck what the Supreme Court or that fucking piece of shit John Roberts has to say.
Yeah. Is this showdown actually going to happen? Because over the weekend, more and more states are sending not only troops.
It's not.
But police
The administration doesn't have the balls to do anything like that, I don't think. We'll see. I'm not even sure what they're going to do. I know the Security Council's meeting today, as you would expect, to talk about Iran and shit and what they're going to do. But, I don't think that there's any political capital for an armed conflict in the U.S. to open the border. Like, do our liberal voters in liberal cities that are now being overrun with illegal immigrants as well going to support the administration coming down here and doing that? There's no fucking way, right?
I don't think so. I mean,
I know there's no way, because they're going after their own local fucking people now. Yeah. Like Eric Adams is in big trouble. Chicago mayor is in big trouble. Yeah. Minneapolis mayor is in big trouble for all this stuff. It's like, no, they're not fucking happy either.
Yeah, I don't think Biden's going to do shit about this. Why is there go back? I want to go back to this number you have here. This 5,000 a day. Why is one acceptable?
One what?
One person, let alone 5,000. Like, that's fucking insane to me.
Yeah. It's like, think about that from any other kind of law enforcement perspective. We're only going to, if there's more than 5 murders a day, we're going to start enforcing our fucking policy on murder.
Right.
Like, okay, that doesn't make sense.
Right? No.
It's nonsense. You know what I mean? It used to be, like, I think during the Trump days, we talked to Milo about this back in the day, but I think it was like 50,000 people could apply for asylum, and then 50,000 were doctors, lawyer, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Musicians, athletes, shit like that. That makes sense. Yeah. It's not like we should have no immigration. I like the idea of people being able to immigrate to this country based on need and merit, but not the fucking floodgates being open. 10 million people, 8 to 10 million people in the last 5 years, right?
Crazy.
That can't happen.
No. Next up, was the UN involved in the Hamas terror attacks? Well, Israel believes there are more UNRWA staff collaborating with Hamas after the UN conceded that 12 members of the organization had participated in the October 7th massacre.
So the answer is yes. Was the UN involved in the Hamas terrorist attacks? The answer is yes.
Pretty.
At a minimum, a dozen people from the organization whose job it is to deliver UN funds and supplies to Palestine, quote unquote, which is not a real fucking place. That 12 members of that staff have already been outed as being directly involved in this shit.
It's pretty cut and dry here. I don't really understand. Like, you got 12 there, so you're good to go on that. The military intelligence delivered the information that they had collected of the foreign ministry and later IDF's intelligence chief. I'm going to give a shot at this name. Ahran Haliva. Sure. Why not?
It's Aaron and fucking. Yeah, just say Aaron.
Well, let's go with American Aaron there. You know what I'm saying? They met with the U.S. ambassador, Jacob Liu, and with David Satterfield, the U.S. Special Mideast Envoy for Humanitarian Issues, to reveal the findings to them. Hours later, the Biden administration announced it was suspending its funding of the UNRWA pending an investigation.
Yeah.
Most of the information was still considered confidential, although some of it may be declassified and revealed later on Sunday.
It wasn't yet, but AOC and Ilhan Omar were upset. Like, they're the only people providing aid to the Palestinians. Cool. Well, stop being terrorist, asshole.
Yeah. Pretty simple there.
I mean, I don't know what to fucking tell you, bud. You know,
that's crazy.
You hitched your wagon to the wrong fucking train there, and you went off the cliff like an asshole. So now you got to live with that. Sorry.
I think as time goes on for this this Israel attack, there's going to be a doc in 10 years here that's it's going to get a lot worse about who actually knew about all this shit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that the entire Israeli government is blameless either. Frankly,
me neither.
I think that Netanyahu certainly. Maybe he didn't know it was happening for sure, but he certainly used it to his advantage because he was about to get fucking impeached and imprisoned
mm-hmm.
2 days before this goddamn shit blew up.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a coincidence.
Who knows?
Yeah. I don't believe in those, but maybe it is.
Maybe.
Know? I've been wrong before.
All right, kids. Now's the point of the show. We get to the drinking bro of the week. What do we got here? This is the first one up.
We got
a gift.
Yeah, I mean, one of them was a gift, and then we've got some wedding advice that we're not going to, but we appreciate you guys sending them in because
we do.
Ross takes the pictures home, and I don't know what he does with them after that.
Jack Hard. That's all I do is Jack Hard.
Mm.
Jack Hard.
I wasn't going to say
okay?
it.
No, yeah. I will. But it's on two people, very similar to what Vince McMahon was saying earlier, you know?
Oh, do you, like, fucking prop that postcard up at a 45-degree angle and just drop turds off the side of it?
Well, and then I text...
It's a glancing blow. It's not like a plop, plop kind of situation.
But
right?
then I text the couple, and I say, look, you know what would be awesome is if all your holes were filled.
Oh, yeah, with three giant black cocks. Yeah, yeah.
That would be great. Yeah. And then, but it's to the couple itself, not... I don't disrespect a woman anywhere, though. I disrespect
a
man.
No,
it's equal.
Well, it's a gift for the family.
It sure is. It sure is. It's for both of them.
So.
But the first one here is Drinky Bros, big fan, Air Force veteran here. His name is Noah.
Noah, please. Shit, Noah. We got Noah, please shirts.
Damn, dude. They're out there. We'll show these at the end here.
Bob, pull up that shirt.
Yeah, just go to drinkybros.com.
New
shirt. Started listening to you guys during COVID. And wanted to send you along some of the seasoning here. You're a big fan of this.
Oh, yeah, I love that stuff.
Hardcore Carnivore.
Yeah, they sell it. I mean, it's in every HEB in the state.
Is it really?
And a bunch of other places. It's in Bucky's and all kinds of places. It's like one of the most popular seasonings in Texas as far as sales go.
All right, so I get it. It's Hardcore Carnivore.
Very good.
Two bottles of Cajun. Thank you.
Yeah, the Cajun's really good for chicken. Very good for chicken. If you like fish, too, it's good on that. I don't remember the name of it, but they have like the black one. That's really good for brisket and shit that I really like. I don't even know the name of the product, but it's on my shelf right now.
Okay.
Yeah, they got a bunch of good stuff.
I'm in.
Not
dude.
A sponsor.
I'll take this in. Yeah, not a sponsor.
Just good stuff.
Just a nice gift. Thank you very much. Bring up that Noah Please shirt. Noah Please. Look at that. That might be one of the best
ones
I've ever made.
Zoom in on that because that, like, obviously the.
It's so detailed.
Yeah, obviously the origin of this is Noah, what's his name? Football player.
What was it, Bob?
Kanuga.
There we go. Yeah. Close.
Close.
And then, you know, we gave it to our artist, and Ross is like, why not Noah from, like, the real Noah?
Yeah.
Not this pretender asshole, but the guy who fucking parted the Red Sea, man.
Noah, please.
Yeah.
Dude.
So there's Noah. He's parting the Red Sea. Get yours today. And it's a fun little conversation starter for white people in your life that you want to fucking make feel weird. That's what I like.
Wait. Great. Noah parted the Red Sea?
No, it was Moses.
Moses,
the,
I'm sorry.
The
Noah built
Noah's
some fucking
got the,
boat.
He's got the ark in the background there with the giraffes
animals.
And the
yeah, you're right. I don't know why.
Those are on this shirt.
I got so
there.
High on the design that I forgot what I was talking about.
There you go.
Noah was also a drunk that may or may not have had sex with his daughters. I don't remember.
Really?
Look, it was written a long time ago.
Noah, please. Big fan. As far as the couple here I'm going to jack off on. No, I'm kidding. This is a save the date for May 11th. That's it. We've saved the date for something else that day. We're sorry, Jonathan and Zanetta here.
I like the name Zanetta. That's very Mohican.
Sure is.
Is she a Mohican?
No, she looks white.
Yeah,
they both look white. Light-skinned happy Mohican. Couple here. Looks like they're getting married at a beer garden. Says, I know you guys don't do weddings. You're still invited, and we'll eventually honeymoon in Texas and stop by. Thanks, man. So. This cheers to you guys. You guys are Drinking Bros of the Week here, Jonathan and Zanetta. Best of luck. I tell you what, if you come here to Texas, we will give you a free case of Hard AF Seltzer as your wedding gift, and you guys can get blackout drunk and then maybe do two things from those text messages from Vince McMahon on your own.
In person.
Yes. We're not going to be involved.
If you want to get shit on. The address is 9221 Highway 290 West, Austin, Texas, 78736.
Yes.
Wait, 78736?
It's 36, yeah. And look, they're going to knock this building down next year anyway, so why not
come we on should, in and just we get defecated on? We should leave it filled with shit.
Oh, I'd love to.
Just like 55-gallon trash bags full of human feces. Full of feces, shit. Dude.
I'm down.
So here's what need you down. Guys to do. We need you to save all your shits for the next year and a half or so.
Yeah. Sew it up.
Yeah.
Sew your assholes up.
No. I mean, like shit to a bag. Day. No, don't sew your asshole. You'll what? Die.
You'll be fine.
No.
I think you'll be fine.
save them as in shit in a bucket and put a lid on it or something.
Or sew up your asshole and then just let the seams burst finally. Like when you can't take it anymore, let them burst in here. Okay? But we'll let you know what that date is. We just got a notice. If you guys were watching Drinking Bros Sports earlier, we just got a notice from the city here.
Yeah. I'm thinking about drawing dicks on it and mailing it back to him, to be honest.
Is this the guy in charge here, John Scott? That
doesn't even sound like a why does he have a China address?
There's three addresses on here. One's the U.S., one's Hong Kong, and one's China here. This is actually, look this company up, Bob.
I'm going to have to do a background check on this guy.
Yeah. Go to 4 as in the number, csourcing.com. What the fuck is that?
It's just a fucking random ass generic like corporate website.
No, it's a random ass generic cutout website.
Yeah, that's what it
like. None of this shit's real. This is a fucking what do you call it? A Wix site.
Yeah, no links to anything.
No, there's nothing on there. Nope. This is all fake. Like this fake ass Chinese company is coming into Austin to do construction. That's what's happening.
That's all it is. The other part of this too is they canceled the first meeting. And then they're like, oh, hey, we're going to have one tomorrow.
Yeah, the next one's at 2 a.m. in the woods. Yeah. Like, oh, thanks, guy. You're making it super easy, you fucking cunt.
John but Scott.
Joke's on you. We're coming.
Wait, I will be
and
there.
And I'm wearing a retard shirt. You can't stop me.
Yeah, it'll be fun tomorrow night.
So we'll fuck off.
We'll be in attendance tomorrow. Where is this at? Is it the Dripping Springs Ranch Event Center?
I will be on
you
drugs.
You guys are welcome to go there.
I can guarantee you I'll be on
6
drugs
to 8 p.m. Tomorrow night at the Dripping Springs Ranch Center. 1042 Event Center Drive, Dripping Springs, Texas. We'll find out why they're tearing down the Drinking Bros.
I really wish we had those Dumb and Dumber tuxedos. The orange and the blue one. I really wish we had
those.
To
wear for tomorrow?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
It's just too late now. We should have fucking thought ahead.
Oh, that'd be great. We didn't know. I mean, fuck.
Yeah.
Here we are. This is happening very, very quickly.
If we had known
intentionally,
that,
by the way.
Yeah, if we had known that far in advance, we would have gotten Alex Stein to come down here and pull off some rap or something. He's pretty quick. He'll figure it out.
It'd be great.
Oh, well.
But we'll find out tomorrow, and then we'll report back to you of when they're planning on knocking down the fucking buildings, though. We got some fun guests on the show this week. Welcome back, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star. You can walk away. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.